Trump declares National Day of Remembrance for Americans killed by illegal aliens on November 1. By John Binder on October 31, 2020. President Trump made a presidential proclamation this week to honor American citizens who have been killed by illegal aliens. In a proclamation, Trump announced that November 1 will now be known as the National Day of Remembrance for Americans killed by illegal aliens, honoring Americans whose lives were taken by foreign nationals illegally in the United States. Trump's proclamation reads, "On this National Day of Remembrance, we pause to honor the memory of every American life so egregiously taken from us by criminal illegal aliens. As sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters, and as American citizens, these precious lives are an irreplaceable piece of our national community. We solemnly stand with their families, our angel families, who have endured what no American family should ever have to suffer. Today, we recommit to ensuring that those responsible for these tragedies face justice, while taking every action to prevent these horrific acts from occurring in our nation." Emphasis added. "As president, I have no higher duty than to ensure the safety and security of all Americans. Accordingly, I will never rest until our border is fully secure and our communities safe. The laws of our country, including immigration laws, must be respected and followed so that every American citizen may have a bright and prosperous future. I proudly support our dedicated Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers, Customs and Border Protection officers, CBPOs, Border Patrol agents, and other law enforcement officials who work every day to protect Americans from the senseless crimes that our angel families have had to endure." Emphasis added. "For years, our politicians and leaders met the pain and plight of angel families with silence and indifference. Under my watch, the voices of our angel families no longer fall on deaf ears. Americans who are killed by illegal aliens are no longer forgotten, and we are ensuring that they will not have died in vain. Our nation solemnly stands alongside the mothers and fathers who are no longer able to see their children grow up and have families of their own, and for the sons and daughters who have lost a parent or loved one at the hands of someone who never should have been inside our country in the first place. It is because of these brave families who have suffered unimaginable loss that my administration created a new office in the Department of Homeland Security called Victims of Immigration Crime Engagement, VOICE. This program has already assisted hundreds of families and will continue providing critical services until no American suffers the harm or loss of a loved one due to the violent actions of a criminal alien." Emphasis added. "My administration recognizes that a secure border is essential to a safe and prosperous nation. Accordingly, we have devoted time and resources to constructing a strong border wall and ending the disastrous immigration policies of previous administrations. 400 miles of wall have already been built, and we are on pace to complete more than 500 miles by early next year. We have ended the terrible practice of catch and release, deployed approximately 4,000 National Guard personnel to the southern border in the last 2 years to support federal border security and wall construction efforts, restored integrity and safety to the asylum process through the migrant protection protocols, and deported more 20,000 gang members and over 500,000 criminal illegal aliens. During my administration, our courageous ICE officers, CBPOs, Border Patrol agents, and law enforcement personnel have seized thousands of pounds of lethal narcotics at our border, enough to kill every American 4 times over. Through these efforts, we are saving American lives, curbing crime, and honoring the precious lives tragically taken from us." Emphasis added. "On this National Day of Remembrance, we pay tribute to the enduring memory of every American killed by an illegal alien. They will never be forgotten, and we will stand by their families and fight for a future where every American is safe. Together, we will pursue the promise of a proud, noble, and secure future while protecting our families and communities from those who seek to do us harm." Emphasis added. "Now, therefore, I, Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim November 1, 2020, as a National Day of Remembrance for Americans killed by illegal aliens. I call upon the people of the United States to observe this day with appropriate ceremonies and activities." Emphasis added. "In witness whereof, I have hereunto set my hand this 30th day of October, in the year of our Lord 2020, and of the independence of the United States of America the 245th. Donald J. Trump. Angel Mom Marianne Mendoza, who heads the Angel Families Organization, praised Trump's proclamation. Mendoza's son, Brandon Mendoza, was killed by an illegal alien in May 2014. President Trump and just a handful of Republican politicians are the only ones who engage with angel families. Recognize our innocent loved ones killed by illegal criminals and actually ask our opinions of how our country can change things to protect Americans from this preventable tragedy, Mendoza told Breitbart News. Securing our border is number one. Ending sanctuary policies and protections for illegal criminals is essential, Mendoza continued. Angel families appreciate President Trump's continued support and his acknowledgement of this serious issue. It's only a non-issue to you until you are personally affected. Angel families fight for our fellow Americans so they don't join our organization. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, estimates that about 2,000 Americans are killed by illegal aliens every year. Just this year, a number of Americans have been the victims of illegal immigration. In Louisiana, this week, an illegal alien has been charged with two counts of first-degree murder after he allegedly stabbed two women to death in a random machete attack. In August, an illegal alien was arrested for a 2018 triple homicide in Arizona. In September, an illegal alien has been named as a suspect in a mass murder case where a mother and her two minor children were murdered in North Carolina. Trump's proclamation comes as his opponents in the November 3 election, Democrat Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, have ignored the American victims of illegal immigration, instead promoting their plan to amnesty 11 to 22 million illegal aliens and free border crossers into the U.S. As Breitbart News has reported, Harris has a specific record aiding illegal aliens. As San Francisco District Attorney, Harris allowed criminal illegal aliens into a county jobs program. One of those illegal aliens went on to nearly kill a woman. Similarly, Harris failed to prosecute an illegal alien MS-13 gang member months before he killed three members of the Bologna family. Then, while prosecuting the illegal gang member, Harris refused pleas from the surviving angel mom to seek the death penalty and instead sought a life sentence. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.